It's been 2 weeks since Easter, and the stores don't have chocolate bunnies and jelly beans anymore, or if they do, they're in the back in the clearance section. We can ask Karen. She'll be able to tell us where they are if they're on clearance. She's our expert shopper. But Easter lasts longer than all of those things, right? On the church calendar, Easter is 50 days. But the good news is that the presence of the risen Christ is always with us. There's no time limit on that. And one of the amazing things in the Bible is that Jesus comes in different ways to each person that he appears to after the resurrection. And none of those encounters left the people the same either. So during our sermon time this week, we're going to do something a little bit different. And I'm going to interview some of the people who had experiences with Jesus after the resurrection. I invite you to come with me. We're going to start with this woman over here. I want to remind our panel that if you will pick up the microphone that is in front of you and hold it when you're speaking, it allows everyone to hear. Okay, so Mary, will you tell us a little bit about your story?
Women saw it all. We saw where Joseph and Nicodemus laid Jesus' body. We women stayed till his death, and we saw them take Jesus down from the cross. Of course, we could not prepare him in the proper way before sundown, but we gathered the spices and went first thing Sunday morning. I am Mary Magdalene, and I followed and helped Jesus through his life, and so I wanted to help, even when it was over. The first thing we saw when we got there was nothing. The huge heavy stone, the one we were worried about, was rolled away. The tomb was empty. Empty. I mean empty. And we all started to cry, and the others wept. But I stayed in the garden. I always do well among plants and flowers. I was crying so much that when I saw a person there, I thought it was the gardener. And I asked where had they taken Jesus. But then he said my name, and I knew it was him. I could not touch him, but I could talk with him. The risen Jesus comes to anyone who loves a garden and to everyone who is crying.
Excuse me, sir, you look so familiar. What are you doing up here with all these people who had a resurrection appearance?
Resurrection appearance? Yeah, I had one. And I thought I was just inviting a stranger to dinner. You see, my name is Cleopas, and I wasn't involved in Jesus' ministry. Still, my friend Samuel and I went to see the 12 important disciples in Jerusalem to comfort them. We were coming back and scratching our heads a little bit at the wild story Mary here had told about Jesus' tomb being empty. When we met this traveler, he was clueless about what had happened over Passover, and we told him about Jesus, how amazing he was and what a tragedy it was that his ministry was cut short, miserable Romans. This traveler started with the old prophets and Moses and explained how the Messiah had to suffer before there could be any glory. And while he was talking, I felt this strange blowing in my heart. Well, we got to Emmaus that night at nightfall, and the traveler looked like he was going further, so we convinced him to stay for dinner. Now, this is the really remarkable thing. When we asked this complete stranger to say grace and break a loaf of bread, we suddenly knew that the man Samuel and I had met on the road was Jesus himself. The risen Jesus comes to anyone who likes to cook or eat and is willing to share.
Well, I was important in Jesus' ministry. I was really the leader of the disciples until I ruined everything by saying three times, that I did not even know him. That was after he was arrested, and honestly, I was scared the soldiers would grab me too. What a coward I was.
Peter. Hey, Peter, step out of it. It doesn't do any good to dwell in the past. Tell us what happened to you in spite of that.
We'd gone back to fishing, We were out on the lake all night and didn't catch a thing. There was a man on the beach who told us to lower our nets one more time, and we caught so many fish we could probably drag them. Somebody said, "It's Jesus. It's really Jesus." And I was so excited, I jumped out of the boat and swam to shore. There he was, just cooking us fish for breakfast.
And then what happened?
Well, we had breakfast, of course.
I mean, after that?
Well, Jesus asked me to walk with him, and he asked me if I loved him. Of course I said, I love him more than anything. He actually asked me 3 times, the same number of times I told people that I do not know him. I was so ashamed he had to ask me of all people.
And then what?
I guess he believed me and forgave me because he told me to take care of all the people who'd soon start to follow him. I guess I am proof that the risen Christ comes to even those who turn away from him. Like you know who here.
Who is you know who?
The big D, Doubting Thomas.
Gee, thanks, Peter. For allowing me to ask you for a letter of recommendation.
So, what is your story? D for disciple Thomas.
Jesus came to see all of the disciples. And he blessed them and said, "Peace be with you." Trouble was, I was out running an errand. He came when I was away, so I felt, you know, hurt. And I said something crazy. I said that I would not believe that he had risen and leapt from the dead unless I put my finger in the hole in his side and put my finger in his hand.
You actually said that?
Yeah, about down to Jesus. Well, I said it to some of my so-called friends and the other disciples. I didn't know it was going to get back to him.
But it did, didn't it? He pretty much knows everything.
Yeah. Somehow he heard me and he came and offered to let me touch his hands and his side.
And you started crying like a baby. I'm not criticizing you. I did my share of crying too.
What if this Lord even comes to ours?
So there are resurrection appearances to those who come to the garden alone, and to those who offer the hungry a loaf of bread, and to those who are ashamed of their past, and to those who doubt the whole God thing. That covers a lot of folks, but so who's that guy over to the side over there?
That's Paul.
What's your story? Paul was it?
I was born an insider and made myself an outsider. I was the best, most religious person ever, but now I will always be on the outside of the Jerusalem disciples. And that is how I've been able to understand other outsiders, like the Gentiles. I missed so many wonderful things. The Galilean travels of Jesus, the parables and the healings, the cross, the tomb, the empty tomb, Pentecost. And I was the worst enemy of Jesus. The one who tried to kill Christians because I thought their beliefs destroyed Jewish beliefs. I was on my way to Damascus with letters to round up the Christians and bring them to Jerusalem for trial and prison, maybe worse. Jesus met me on the road to Damascus in a flash of blinding light. "Saul, Saul," that's what they used to call me before they called me Paul. "Why are you persecuting me?" I fell from my horse and I was completely blind. My companions took me to Damascus. They didn't know what else to do. They left me on a street called Straight. Then a disciple called Ananias, not one of the not so famous ones like you, Cleopas, But he came and healed my blindness and taught me. And I started traveling all over the world and writing letters. The risen Jesus comes to anyone who feels on the outside and teaches them about love.
And aren't you the one who wrote Faith, Hope, and Love Abide, these three, but the greatest of them is love?
Yes, yes, that was me. But really, that was all of us, because he loved us.
Why don't you bring your chair over here?
Good news of Easter is that Jesus comes to each of us, offering abundant, eternal life, meeting us right where we are. And this bread, a cup, which we're about to share, are a reminder for us, for everyone, that we are all loved and welcomed to the table by Jesus. So I invite you to come, each of you, all of you, to the table. Those who, like Peter, have more enthusiasm than resolve. Those, like Mary, who are full of love and grief. Those, like Cleopas, a little slow to learn. Those, like Thomas, struggling for faith in the face of despair. Those, like Saul, whose faith and life have been turned upside down by Jesus. Come to the table. Jesus offers the bread and the cup.